older you get, it's harder to get married. Sometimes you just you know too much, and even when you're younger, it's hard to get married because you got too many choices. This is a pistachio latte. You ordered, let's say, an oat milk latte, right? An oat milk latte is great, but you order a pistachio latte. What do? You give it back, right? Because it wasn't what I asked for. So our mentality in everything we do, there's so many choices, right? So many choices. Too many choices. You get your shirt custom made. There's about four kinds of collars. Buttons, no buttons. A lapel inside so you could stick a little those little sticks inside or not. The amount of choices you have in every walk of life is insane. When you get married, your mind blows up, right? If they're having trouble getting married for this reason. That's why I think this is a decision. Your mind would never compute it properly. Take it to istikhara and istishara, right? It's not you're saying suspend your will altogether, but you really need to do, wouldn't you want to ask Allah, oh, Allah, you decide for me. You know Allah's going to decide the best for you, right? He was going to decide what is best for you long term and is not painful short term, right? That's what Allah's going to choose for you. He's going to choose the best overall decision. He's going to choose in consideration of the future you don't know about. You don't know if this person can produce kids or not, right? Two kids, 24, 25, never been around with anybody. They don't know if they have medical problems. So you're going to choose and think all this stuff. The most important thing is unknowable to you. You don't know what the kids are going to look like. You don't know how she's going to parent. You don't know how he's going to parent. You don't know how he's going to react to economic trouble. He can break. He might be the strongest guy now, but he's never been tested. He cracks under pressure. The rest of your life is misery. There are these moments in people's lives where they either crack under pressure or they regroup themselves, clear their head, smack themselves up a little bit, wash their face, make wudu, pray two rakas, and face the world again. This happens all the time to people. You either crack or you react, right? So, and I know another guy who he said he'll never be able to marry again. I mean, he's too clever. He's too wise. He knows that all the different personality types, he knows it. But that person, he needs to submit it all to Allah Ta'ala. So, okay, this person is here. Pray a lot of istikhara. Every nafila, make it istikhara. Ask righteous people to do istikhara for you. Istikhara is just dua. The dua is, if this is a good decision, oh Allah, make it easy. If it's a bad decision, make it impossible. If it's the wrong decision. And then do istishara and don't overuse your brain.
I think a lot of young people, when they're going out looking to get married, they're optimizing for perfection.
Sure.
You've been married a long time. Mm-hmm. I've been married a while. You don't get into it thinking that everything's going to be perfect. And then you realize over time that there's going to be different points where you're going to have to grow and adapt. But that's with any other thing you do. You don't go into a job and expect it to be the perfect job. You're going to have a boss you're not going to like 100%. Once in a while. So why is it any different in this domain? And then people, because of this thing in the back of their heads, they put off marriage for such a long time. And then you end up in this phase where now you've only got two options left or three options left. So your pool is shrinking. And at some point, you're gonna not get perfection. It's just a matter of when do you want.
The pool is always shrinking as time goes on. And let me tell you, let me put it this way for you. There are people, they go two opposite ways in life. When the pain hits and the trouble hits, they become nasty, their spirituality is gone, their character is gone. Everything about them is trash, is revealed. You don't know this before you get married. That's why the most intelligent thing for a person to do is say, oh Allah, my mind can never compute whether this is good or bad for me. I may desire the person. I may not desire the person. But now that it's in front of me, I have to ask Allah Ta'ala with istikhara and istishara. Istishara, there are the elders can know more about a person than you, right? Keep in mind, we live in a society that sort of looks down on elders. Elders can look at a person and say, this person's full of good character within a shorter span than you. And I had many, many friends. My dad said, he's good, but that other one, stay away from him. Don't be friends. Actually, my dad was never that diplomatic. He said, that one's trash, right? This guy's trash. This guy's a dropout. He's good, right? That's how the old generation's like that. They don't play this diplomacy stuff. They're just trash. right? And he's good, right? But he would say that, and I don't see how he's saying that. I don't see where he's saying it. To me, he's a cool kid, right? And he's good at stuff. But my dad and the elders who are sharp would say, okay, just the way he talks, the way he treats his dad, he knows everything about him within a short period of time. Women were going to know that about wives. Women are going to know about women. And guys are going to know that about other guys. Just like I said the story yesterday. And by the way, might as well, since we're talking about, we're going to be talking about marriage a lot. We have a premarital program that has launched called Starboard. If you are engaged, getting engaged, sign up so that you can get educated before you go into something without knowledge. Okay. So it's premarital classes and courses that you can sign up for as soon as you get engaged at starboardmarriage.com. Postmarital as well. So they know better. That's what we call istishara. Men would know men. Women know women. A woman who's 50 years old, how many girls has she been around in her life? How many girls has she seen? She doesn't have to be smart. How many girls has she seen? Her gut will tell her when something's wrong. She's seen a lot of women. She knows what good women look like and how they behave, how they look at you. Same with guys. You could sort of tell when someone's normal and someone's shady, someone's iffy. Istishara is asking the elders. We're living in a society that looks down on the elders. That is a stupid society. That's a stupid society. The only difference between the elder and the youth, right, is that the older guy does not look as great as the youth, but he's 10 times smarter. That's why it's going to be really interesting. Everyone in Jannah is 33 years old. Like me, my dad, my grandfather, all the way. We're all 33. We're all like equals now. It's going to be a weird feeling, right?
Have you ever read the book Anti-Fragile?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you
remind me about that.
You know that concept he talks about? I guess he calls it the Lindy concept, right? Yeah. Where something that's been around a while will continue to be around a while. Meaning the wheel, it's been around for 3,000 years. It's going to be around for another 3,000 years. The iPhone, it's been around 20 years. It maybe going to last another 20 max, right?
Yeah.
You could apply that to, I mean, it's not a direct corollary, but apply it to knowledge and wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. And there you go. There's a reason to think that that knowledge that has sort of marinated inside of a person's head for 30 or 40 years, it's going to be a little bit more solid. It's going to be a little bit more thought out. Whereas you think about a young person, they learn something new. They think they're an expert in that thing. And then 2 weeks later, they're an expert in something else. And then
and they turn out to be wrong about both.
Yeah. And then 40, 50 years later, they start to get a little bit wise, right?
That's how it is. It's the idea is that the elder is not trying to oppress you. That's how the West sells it. They sell it that the Eastern elder is just oppressing all the time and taking away your freedom. When someone wants to drive off a cliff, that's not freedom, right? That's stupidity. Who do you do istishara with? There is no value in doing istishara with your buddies. They're as ignorant as you. Istishara, if you want to marry a woman, go ask some of the older ladies who would know this person and their family and know something about it. You're not going to go ask your friend, right? If anything, he's the last guy to ask. He might want her too, right? Bump you off.